Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I started the walk with my family 10 years ago after we lost my son, Brandon Robbins, to suicide at the age of 17.
So when is the walk? Let's get this right out so everybody can start making their plans.
September 16th at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre from 11 to 4. It's a great turnout. There's a lot of people there. There's different things set up for people. Like if you need any information from different organizations, like if you need help, if you need to reach out. It's a good walk. It's a good way for anybody to get the resources that they need or to just walk because they're remembering somebody and to do it as a community, mm-hmm. to end the stigma, to not put it on the back burner, not talk about it. It's happening more and more. It's not something that's going away. So I think something like this, these walks, I think they help a lot of people.
And what is the name of the walk, Karen?
The Out of the Darkness Walk of NEPA.
Okay. Now, you began this 10 years ago?
10 years ago. We started the year my son had passed away in 2008.
What gave you the catalyst to do that? Because I would think at that point in time, you're trying to process all this, but Karen went out and started a walk.
It's actually crazy because I had a gentleman, Joe DeLuca, reach out to me. He had worked at a school district. I don't want to say what he did. I can't remember if it was a guidance counselor or what it was. And he had lost a student to suicide.
Oh.
So right after my son had passed away, he had reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be involved in this program that he did, going to different school districts to do suicide prevention. And the first one we did was for my son's graduating class. So within a year of Brandon passing away, I did it. And I think my mindset was, if I can do this and let everyone know what I'm feeling and what my family's going through, and if it could help one person to just come forward and seek help and to talk and to know that people are listening and we're here and we want you to reach out to us. And it was really tough. It really was to do, but I'm glad that I was afforded the opportunity. I'm glad that he came to me. And like you said, it was so fresh. And then from there, I learned of the Out of the Darkness walks, and I thought this is the best thing because for us, it's big to keep Brandon's memory alive, if anything. You want to remember them. And a key thing that I take away is remember them for how they live, not how they died.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, we want to prevent suicide and we want to raise awareness. But like I said, you want to remember them. It's not something that goes away. And like I said, it's something that is happening more and more and more. So the stigma needs to end. We need to be talking about this.
Can we talk a little bit about Brandon?
Brandon was all smiles all the time. He lit up a room. His friends would say that. He came in and always a smile, very outgoing, very athletic, very into sports. Unfortunately, there were no signs for us.
Nothing.
So no signs. So that is the biggest. So when people say to look for this, this, and this, not so much. This was like I don't even know how to explain it because it's just something that came out of left field.
Not totally. Even his friends?
Nope, nothing. The friends, and that's the thing. After it happened, everybody was so quick, why?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned early on that I can't do the why because it'll eat me up because I don't think I'll ever know, you know? So, yeah. But he was loved by a lot of people. He really was. He had tons of friends from all walks of life. I'm talking, he went to Wyoming Valley West and he had friends. He also attended Holy Redeemer. But he had friends from like all different school districts. I mean, he was, like I said, very outgoing, very friendly. He would be there for anybody, larger than life, huge smile, very handsome, great kid.
Was Brandon an only child?
No, he has a sister that's Matt. Her name is Madison. She's 17 years old.
And so Madison was a little younger.
Yes, she was 8 at the time. But she is a special needs child. So she, I think she might not have understood at the time, but we show her a picture. Mm-hmm. I mean, they shared a lot together. They loved to dance together. He would put on his rap music or any type of music, and they would dance together. He was her protector. He would do anything for her. And so we constantly, like I said, show her pictures of him, and she'll say brother. She mm-hmm. will. She knows who he is, and I'm sure she misses him just as much as we do.
When I'm sure, you know, of course, with all of the talk about the opioid problems that the area is, not only our area, but throughout the country that are having, and you hear about so many young people.
Yes.
Again, you must have to, or you must not have to, but you must be approached by a lot of these people who are saying, well, how did you deal with this?
Even with the opioid thing, not even that, just families, no matter what way they lose a child, they reach out. And you know what? I may not know what to say, but I'm honest. Mm-hmm. It hurts. It hurts every day. It's not something that's ever going to go away. Like, that hurt's always going to be in my heart. Always. I'm always going to carry that with me. But I'm willing to help anybody. I mean, even if it's just to listen to them cry, listen to them vent. And I mean, I don't on like family, friends. Family's huge for me. My husband, Tom, my mom and dad, my three sisters, that, and especially Madison. I mean, that is what gets me up in the morning and helps me to just keep on going. And like I said, I've had tons of people. I've even, with doing the suicide prevention talks at some of the local schools, I've even had at the end of them a few students come forward, not only to me, but to guidance counselors, because they had something wrong and they wanted to talk about it.
What do you tell them?
When I was doing the prevention at the schools, I would tell them, like, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. It gets better. I don't know when it's going to get better, if it's going to be tomorrow, next week, next month, a year, but it does. And there's so much help out there. You matter. And don't fret the small stuff. It's just not worth it. I mean, to them, it may be big stuff because, I mean, especially with kids, teenagers, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They're not thinking like we do as adults, but even adults, we struggle, you know? So yeah, I try to tell them don't sweat the small stuff. It's just not worth it. And just to reach out to anyone, whether it be a stranger, me, school, your priest, anyone. Like but talk to someone, because like I said, someone's listening, and so it does get better.
What about as far as social media is concerned? Because I think that has become one of the areas where a lot of people now would have maybe given a hint, or maybe would have reached out. And sometimes people see it. Sometimes they can catch on to what's going on. Have you had that kind of experience?
That's where a lot of people reach out to me via the private message. That's where they reach out to me to ask, like, how do you do it? This, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's not all based on suicide loss. It's whether it be a drug overdose or whether it be just a parent losing a child in whatever way, or even a wife losing a husband, you know. I'm pretty sure with Facebook, they now have a thing on their site where, like, crisis, if mm-hmm. if you need to talk to somebody, like, they have things on there where you can reach out to people. I promote the walk big mm-hmm. time. Like, I will share it a million times on my page. Do you know what I mean? I also follow the page Tulua. It's to write love on her arms, which I have. And that is for anybody that needs suicide, depression, like anybody with mental illness that wants to reach out, they're big on there. They have a lot. They share a lot on there too with social media.
When we're talking about the walk, Karen, I want to get back to that a little bit because, again, people are going to hear about this, and one way or another, whether it's to support themselves, support someone else, just because of the fact that there are people out there that might need help. Again, can you give us the details about the where and the when, and do we have to sign up in advance?
You don't have to register. You can register. You can register on Out of the Darkness Walks. There is no fee. It costs nothing. You can set up a page. You can be a team member. You can set a goal to raise money. You don't have to, but it helps. The walk is September 16th at Kirby Park, again, from 11 to 4. And you can register there if you want to. They have beads. They are colored beads, and the colored beads signify who you've lost. A certain color, like mine's white for loss of a child. My parents were a different color for loss of a grandson. So,
are they? Yeah. Do you have to buy those, or are
no,
those they're just
all,
available?
It's just available. I think it was 2 years ago. We had people reach out to us that organized the walk, and I guess are the heads of it. And they made a quilt, a remembrance quilt. So, my sister, myself, and my mother each took a picture of my son, and he's on the quilt.
Oh, nice.
So not only do they have on the Out of the Darkness of NEPA on Facebook, where you could submit a picture because there's a slideshow, but you can also, at the walk, they usually display the quilt. And I think they either, I'm not sure, but I think they add on to it or would maybe make another one. Mm. But it helps. It feels like a family. Even though you might not know those people really well, I mean, you just feel, it feels like family. They make you feel wanted. You know what I mean? Like I said, we need to end the stigma. Nobody wants to talk about this because they feel if you talk about it, then you're putting ideas in people's head. How do you know the ideas aren't already in their head? You can't put it to the side, because putting it to the side is not coming up with solutions to get these numbers down, because these numbers are growing. And it's not just our family members or our friends. It's celebrities. It's all walks of life. It doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're middle class. You know what I mean? It doesn't discriminate against anybody. So.
And again, it must be a very difficult thing to not only, well, again, it's one of those things that helps to heal, I think, because every time you talk to someone, you're reminded of where you came from. But at the same time, you must get such a wonderful feeling to be able to say, well, there's one person who I think.
And that's what I take away from it. I would love to help everyone, but if I help just one person, that makes all the difference to me, all the difference in the world. Because especially with the young kids, I try to explain to them. That's why I think I was so into doing the couple of prevention talks that we did at the local schools, because I wanted those students to see the pain I would, like, what you're leaving behind. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, like, I don't like to use the word hate, but I hate when people say suicide is a cowardly act. It's not. It's not. To be in that place and to feel that way, my opinion is, they're wanting to take away their pain. But there's also the pain of the ones left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know
selfish
what I mean?
And that's sometimes what we hear as well.
And that's what I want those kids that I did the talks with is to know, like, look at me. I'm standing here. I'm crying. I don't want to be talking to you, but I in the same time I do, because I don't want you to, is this what you want your parents to, you know what I mean? When there's help available. Like, there's so many resources out there to help in any way.
Probably one of the biggest things, and I think you said it right in the very beginning, was there's tomorrow.
Exactly.
Because this is it.
Exactly.
But there's always tomorrow, which can get better, which can change.
Yes.
And it really does break your heart when you hear of small children.
Yes.
Who are just starting out.
Yes.
So it's now. And the other thing I also want to clarify, too, is you started the Northeast Pennsylvania walk.
I didn't start it. That's where I started to walk at.
To walk with. Okay.
Yep.
But it's actually a national event, isn't it?
They do it. Yeah, they do it in other states. They even do overnight walks.
Oh.
That's something that I'm interested in doing in the future, is an overnight walk. Yes.
Is in the aura of around a football field, or
I'm not really sure. Like, I've seen it because, again, I follow it on social media, and also I get emails from Out of the Darkness. But I know that they do one in Philadelphia, so I'm not sure like exactly where they do it for the overnight. But it's something that I'm definitely interested in. And yes, I believe it's across the states. You know what I mean? So it's out there. There's a lot of them. So
we'll have to have you back in the future then, in order to tell us where you're going to be walking. And if you see Karen as she's walking, don't think that she's not coming back.
Yeah, definitely. Nope. I will always be there. I will always, because a big thing for me is that's my memory. You know what I mean? Like, I want to keep his memory alive. And if that's the way that I need to do it, I'm going to go every year, and I am going to walk. And I'm going to walk with those people and let them know that they aren't alone. We're all here for the same reason.
Where does this walk go? Is it just around Kirby Park?
It starts at Kirby Park, and it goes throughout Wilkes-Barre.
Oh.
Yeah, we go over the Market Street Bridge, through some of the streets. A couple times it's been changed, the route, because of flooding.
Oh,
but
let's hope not.
We come back over the Pierce Street Bridge and then across and over to Kirby Park where it ends.
So about how far?
I want to say at least 3 miles or more.
Okay.
Total.
So what if somebody can't physically walk, or if they couldn't do the...
You can even come and just stand. And I mean, there's places to sit there. They have benches and stuff. So you can... 1 year, I couldn't walk. I had a shattered kneecap, but I still went. And my mom had an injury to her foot, and she couldn't walk, but we still went. You know what I mean? Just to be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to show your support. It's really great.
All right, Karen, I'm going to give it to you. You go ahead, invite everyone, and you also have something that you wanted to share with us for Brandon.
So I've been seeing a lot of hashtags lately, and it's hashtag why I walk. So my family and I walk for my son, Brandon Thomas Robbins, who died by suicide at the age of 17. We walk in his memory because in his life, he touched a lot of people. Our family and friends walk to keep his memory alive, and for anyone who shares our loss. My family walks every year in the Out of the Darkness Walk of NEPA. This year, the walk is September 16th at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre from 11 to 4. We want others to know that they aren't alone and that the stigma of suicide needs to end. We need to raise awareness. It does get better. Your story isn't over. Love yourself like your life depends on it, because it does. National Suicide Prevention Week is September 9th through the 15th.
Karen, thank you.
I thank you very much. I appreciate you inviting me.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.